Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When Caleb Calhoun first says this, you're reminded of the fact that he's as high on Nico as Cheech and Chong was the Kush. He loves Nico Iyap-Maliava. He thinks he's going to have a Heisman type of year and a national championship potentially. So today's tough question is, Nico Iyap-Maliava going to be better than all of the quarterbacks drafted in the first round of the 2024 NFL draft? So give me the guys that were drafted, and then let's take a look at them and tell me what you think. I know where you stand. I'm going to have a bit of a bone to pick on a couple of these guys.
All right, so for those who don't know, it's the first time in history. It's the most number of draft picks, it's the most number of quarterbacks drafted in the first round in history, and they were all drafted in the first 12 rounds or 12 picks. Six of the first 12 picks were quarterbacks, including the first three picks. And I'm just going to give you an order. Caleb Williams went first to the Chicago Bears. Jaden Daniels went second to the Washington Commanders. Drake May went third to the New England Patriots. Michael Penix Jr. went fourth to the Atlanta Falcons. Went eighth to the Atlanta Falcons. Still don't understand that one since they just gave Kirk Cousins all that money. J.J. McCarthy went 10th to the Minnesota Vikings. And Bo Nix went 12th to the Denver Broncos.
Okay. And couple of guys who I like out of that group that I don't think you can say Nico Iyap-Maliava is going to be better than right now. Now, he may end up being better than the group of them. It may not even be close. Nobody remembers who was drafted the year before Peyton Manning or the year before Tom Brady necessarily. I remind you that Rick Terry Jewelry Design, they want to be your jeweler looking for affordable game day jewelry. How about the Fire Opals, the Tennessee tradition? RickTerryJewelry.com, RickTerryJewelry.com. He's actually working on my wife's rings right now. We appreciate that. RickTerryJewelry.com. I can't say that Nico is going to be better than Caleb Williams, because Caleb Williams, I understand that 75% of his game is still an unknown. I think it's that 25% where he makes things happen off schedule, and that's what has people excited. I still think 75% of his game is largely unknown. It's a lot of RPO actions, a lot of stuff that's not going to work in the NFL. But still, I do think he's a pretty special talent. And you know the other one that's going to surprise you? And I'm not just throwing this out there. And the pick didn't make any sense. But the guy I like as a quarterback more than a lot of people is Michael Penix. And he gets thrown in there. I heard somebody today say, oh, he's a guy that runs around a lot. No, he's not. He's a guy who sits in the pocket and picks defenses apart. As a matter of fact, he hates to run. It's just stereotyping because he's an African-American quarterback, basically. I really like him long-term to be a 10 or 12-year guy. I don't know if that's a starter or not. So that's a pretty high mark, right? I mean, if you manage to stay in the NFL as a quarterback for 10 or 12 years, regardless of whether or not you were Kirk Cousins or a superstar or somewhere in between, who was the guy, the Seattle Seahawks, that was for the Jets a long time?
Geno Smith.
Yes, if you manage to stay around, that's a pretty high bar. I think we both agree Nico is going to do more than stay around.
Yes. And you're right. 10 to 12 years, you have generational wealth at that point. You have wealth that's going to change your whole family's life. So even if you don't, you know, Josh Dobbs has been around for 7 years. I think by this point, he's made generational wealth as a quarterback. And then he's going to make more as an astronaut. But
and in the grand scheme of things, that's one hell of an accomplishment. I mean, that's talking about being one of the top 0.00001% of quarterbacks in your generation, right?
Yes. And you're also at top 0.00001%. Yeah, and you're also at top 0.001% of wealth in world history with what you've generated for yourself.
True.
And true. So, but Nico Iamaleava is going to be better than every single quarterback in this draft. And this
Which
is the most.
Which one do you think will be the greatest challenge to him? And I want to hear that too on our Ray Varner Ford message board. Go ahead and get on board there. Which one's the greatest challenge? And yes, Hooker likes penis. I do. I like Penix. Excuse me. Caleb, which is the one that's the greatest challenge? Is it Caleb?
You know, I would go Caleb Williams, but not because I believe in Caleb Williams, because I'd not like you. I don't. But the Bears hired the Seahawks offensive coordinator who did resurrect Geno Smith's career, basically. And so if anybody could work with Caleb Williams, it's probably him. But I just don't. And I've been big on this from the start. I think this quarterback draft class is overrated. Actually, the most challenging one, I'm going to be honest, will be Drake May, who got drafted by the Patriots. Dave, that's a perfect fit. That is a perfect fit for the Patriots, isn't he? Drake May. And
yeah, I like May the first half of the season. I didn't see a lot of development, which, listen, Drake May should be the ultimate warning sign that if you don't go to a place that develops quarterbacks, you're not going to get any better. Drake May was as good when he hit the field for his first game at North Carolina as his last. If you go to a place like Tennessee or other places, say Southern California, you're going to develop as a quarterback because they've got a quarterback coach as their head coach. Am I wrong? And Smoky Mountain Red, I don't hate that you have Drake, number one quarterback in this draft. I think there's a strong argument to be made for that. I just don't think he got better the second half of the year last year.
I don't think you're wrong. But I think that's what the Patriot way is going to do, is they will develop you in the NFL, even with Gerard Mayo now as head coach, who, former Vol, we all wish him the best because I think he's a very smart guy. Alex Van Pelt's the offensive coordinator. Mack Brown has never really developed players at quarterback. I mean, Vince Young, you watch Vince Young play at Texas. Mack Brown didn't do any developing. He just gave Vince Young the ball and was like, hey, go win me some games. And that's literally what he did.
I mean, Vince Young had the worst throwing motion for any championship quarterback perhaps I've ever seen. I mean, the guy that dropped it down to almost a submariner as a pitcher.
He did. It was a weird sidearm. And it's funny you bring that up, because I think that's one of the things that did in Casey Clawson for his NFL potential is, I don't want to take a shot at Randy Sanders, but Clawson looked as good as a senior as he did as a sophomore, as a quarterback. And
I think that's a great comparison. I think if Drake May, if it was a situation where you had to stay in college for five more years, would he come out that much better under Mack Brown?
No, not much at all. Now, but he is, again, he's in New England where they can develop him. So I think because he's in New England, I think he's probably the biggest challenge for Nico. But I just think Nico's so significantly better. And Nico's a guy that there are certain quarterbacks who are so good. I actually think Arch Manning's in this category too. I think Shador Sanders is in this category. I think Carson Beck is in this category. I don't think any of the quarterbacks in this year's draft are in this category. Those four that I just named, though, who are going to be coming out over the next couple of years, they're the type of quarterback that they don't need the right coach to develop them in the NFL. They're just going to be good.
Okay, I want to ask you this. If Nico could have been drafted last night and fit into one of these scenarios, be it number one or be it where Bo Nix went at number 12, if he could fit into one of those scenarios with that team, what would be the best fit for Nico? And mine's going to surprise you. 15 seconds from Ray Varner Ford.
Bronco, 59,829, 24 Ford Maverick, all-wheel drive, 28,540, 24 Ford Explorer, XLT four-wheel drive, 49,996. Local you trust, experience you can afford. Ray Varner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
I know you don't like the pick, and I don't blame you at all, but it's Atlanta. Because they just basically told Kirk Cousins, you're dead to us. You can hold that position for a year or two, but we're going with the Penix guy. And they would have gone with the Nico guy had he been there at number, was it nine?
Eight.
They were going to make a move. That's the best position to be in. And you're in a big town where you can make all kinds of endorsement dollars.
there's a team in the top 12. If I had to say of the top 12 teams that picked, though, there's a team that would have been the best fit for Nico that didn't pick a quarterback. And that team would have been the New York Jets. If Nico could sit behind Aaron Rodgers for 2 years, and then he gets to
stand behind him, any of those guys play ahead of him. The guy's old.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers might get hurt. Yeah. I mean, if the Jets had if Zach Wilson wasn't the most god-awful quarterback to ever, like, set foot on the field, the Jets are probably a Super Bowl contender last year, even after Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. So, look, yes, Nico's going to be better. Guys, hear me out now. Nico Iamaleava is going to be better than every quarterback on that list. And, Dave, I'm going to push back against Michael Pitt. I'm just going to go with them real quick. I talked about Caleb Williams. Holds on to the ball too long. Tries to make plays. Not going to work in the NFL, but he's in a good situation because he's got weapons. And by the way, he's got Darnell Wright protecting him, which is pretty impressive. And he's got a good offensive coordinator. Second, Jaden Daniels. Apologies, Jaden Daniels. You're going to Washington. You're automatically done. It's over. Your career is over because you got picked by Washington. And I sympathize for you on that. Jaden Daniels is about to be surpassed by the quarterback that's about to replace him at LSU. And he just won the Heisman. Because Garrett Nussmeier, spoiler alert, guys, is better than Jaden Daniels. And I think significantly so. So that's Jaden Daniels on that. Moving down, I'm fighting you on Michael Penix. Michael Penix, yes, he's a pocket passer. But when he's under pressure, he's wildly inaccurate. Did you forget that fourth down play action where he had a wide open touchdown in the national title game against Michigan? But he missed it because he was so rattled because of the hits that were put on him?
Nah, and I'm not high on any of these guys, and I'm not higher on him than the rest of them. I'm just higher on him than a lot of the analysts out there.
Okay, fair enough.
I think he's a good pick if you don't think Kirk Cousins is the long-term answer, and Kirk Cousins is almost as old as me, so he's clearly not the long-term answer.
That is true.
So if that's the best value, I like him better than Bo Nix, don't you?
Well, we'll get to him in a second. We'll talk to him about him in a minute. But Nick Saban says Bo Nix is the most accurate quarterback in this draft. But
how did you think Nick Saban did last night? As I bet you he'll be on again, and I would have bet you that he did well because he's a perfectionist. 125% bonus from BetUS on your first three deposits, and you get a 10% gambler's insurance. Click right below now. BetUS. Nick Saban's a TV superstar.
Favorite sportsbook and casino, live betting and racebook. We're celebrating 30 years with a historic offer, a 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits, plus 10% gambler's insurance. Get started today. BetUS, where the game begins.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Before we get to Saban, your thoughts on one last thought on Nico?
Well, just wanted to go through this because, yes, Bo Nix to Denver. J.J. McCarthy to Minnesota. I just think J.J. McCarthy is a great decision maker, but doesn't meet base-level physical skills. Nico's not alone. Dave, I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to name him. Like, again, next year, Carson Beck, Shedeur Sanders. The year after, Nico Iamala, Iamaliava, Arch Manning. Do you think any four of those quarterbacks is not better than every single quarterback taken in this year's draft?
I'm not with you on Carson or Manning yet, but I think the two that you mentioned, I like Sanders and I like Nico better than any of these guys. It's not to say I won't be with you on Beck. I'm close to you on Beck. I can't say that I'm close to you on Manning. I haven't seen him nearly enough. And you haven't either, in all fairness, Caleb.
I believe I saw his highlight reels in high school and I believed in him. If you tell me, I am told he has a combination of Eli Manning's arm and Archie Manning's athleticism. If he has Peyton Manning's intelligence, you just constructed the greatest quarterback of all time, didn't you?
Or if he has Peyton Manning's forehead, you got Rocky Dennis.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then, Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now, Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.